Session 4, The Circle of Relaxation. Right. Get the body so that it's just going to look after itself, and you can, if you wish, relax to a point where your body is hardly a part of you. You will be in total control of your relaxation. You can relax as deeply as you want to. See your relaxation as a boat. You can either steer that boat where you want to, or you can sit back and allow it to drift wherever the gentle breeze will take it. And you know that you will be quite safe. Make any adjustments to your body that you need. And in a moment I shall count from 1 to 12, and by the time I reach 12, you will be deeply relaxed. All you have to do is let go. One. Two. Three. Think about the face becoming smooth. Put space between the eyebrows. Lips barely touching. Feel the quietness and the calmness within. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Let the neck and the shoulders relax so that the shoulders roll down and the muscles of the arms and hands become soft, with the fingers gently curled, and let go. Eight. Nine. Let the back find its own natural curve, and see how the chest and abdomen rise as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. 10, 11, let the muscles of the legs become quite soft, and 12, 12 is the whole body. You can let it relax more and more deeply if you wish. While you relax, your body will function perfectly. Blood will move throughout the system and there will be no undue strain anywhere. This is why, after relaxing in this way, the body is refreshed. And as the body slows down, so the mind receives the message that all is well, and it too starts to slow down. Now the thoughts will still come, and that's as it should be. Don't try to prevent them. That would require effort on your part, and there is no effort required. So let the thoughts come. But let them go. Perhaps imagine that they are the waves breaking on the seashore. And each new thought as it comes is like a wave that comes up the beach, pauses, and then returns to the ocean, only to be followed by the next wave. So let your thoughts be the same, following one after the other. And if you start to follow a train of thought, no matter how trivial, or you have a persistent thought, when you realise this is happening, bring your attention gently but quite firmly back into your relaxing, back into your breathing, and then carry on from there. And be aware of how tension and stress can affect your ability to cope with not only the difficult things, but the everyday things. Be aware of unnecessary stress. Be aware too of those things that are out of your control and which you cannot directly influence. But know that you can change yourself and your attitude to those things which are beyond your sphere of influence. So, if you find yourself becoming involved in a vicious circle of tension, anxiety, fear, prepared to cut into that circle and to replace it with your own good circle. So imagine your own good circle now. If you want, and if you can give it a colour. Maybe you will start your circle by relaxing your shoulders and your jaw and slowing your breathing. And as the body starts to quieten, so will the thoughts. And that's when you start to get back into control. And the feeling that you know you can cope becomes stronger. Confidence returns. And you know that as your confidence rises, so you begin to feel more sure of yourself. And when that happens, your shoulders roll down, your jaw relaxes, your thoughts quieten, control begins, confidence is increased, you feel calmer, stronger, more relaxed. Circle going round and round. Your circle of relaxing the body, slowing the breathing, feeling calmer, more in control. So be prepared to practice and use your own good circle. Let the things around you remind you of it. The face of a clock or watch. The full moon. The roundness of a cup or saucer. Or indeed, you can just link thumb and first finger to form a circle and let the thoughts and the words relaxation, calmness, control and confidence work for your benefit. So look for your own circle. Choose the things that help you. Maybe a special word or phrase. Maybe remembering somewhere peaceful. Let the pattern imprint itself upon your memory. Practice it when you feel good so that at those times when you need it, it is there, it is ready. And be aware of the circles of anxiety and tension that can make you irritable and unhappy. And be prepared to take control and put into practice your good circle. So from time to time during the day, let go as much as you can, even if it's only for a minute or two, so that you can remember how you feel now, what it is like to be quiet and calm. And you will benefit from this relaxing in the way that you need. You do not need to be aware of your needs, but they are known to you deep down, and you will gain what you need. So just think about how you feel now. You don't have to put feelings into words, just experience them. Know that they are happening. They are part of your memory, and they are going to go with you because they are within you. And indeed, they're going to go with you for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, and for as long as you need them. And it doesn't matter where you are, or who you are with, or what you're doing. You can use them, and the more frequently you use them, the more powerful they become. And the next time that you relax and you hear the count from 1 to 12, by the time you reach 12, you will be deeply relaxed. Now in a moment I will count slowly from 1 to 7, and by the time I reach 7 you will be alert. But even after you've opened your eyes and become active, you will retain a sense of well-being, inner quiet and strength. 1 2, 3, 4. Begin to feed in the outside world. 5, 6, and 7. Very gently start to move. The more deeply you have relaxed, the more time you will need. Move your fingers and your feet. You may want to move your head very gently from side to side. If you've been lying down, you might want to bend your knees and then roll over to one side. Do whatever is right for you, and then when you are ready, in your own way and your own time, you can come up.